You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Well, summertime has arrived, and though we don't have to wait for summer here on the Treasure Coast to spend time on the water, that's when many of us have more time to do so. Say you want to let your friends and family know where you'll be taking your boat or kayak or canoe, maybe when you plan to return, and even where you've parked your car. Now, there's an app for that. Jay Helms is co-owner and CEO of Big Tuna Apps. He joins us now to talk about the Float Plan app they've developed. It's relatively inexpensive at $1.99, and he says it can provide peace of mind.
Basically, what a Float Plan does is it takes your pedigree information, your name, address, phone number, your boat type, who's going with you on the boat, where you're leaving your car, where you're putting it, takes all that information and puts it in. With our app, it puts it in a very sleek format.
And you say then the app will be a little bit different depending on whether you're using a powerboat or a paddle-type boat?
The app is set up in two different forms, and both come with the app. It's, a power or sailboat form because there are certain fields that apply to that, and then there are certain fields that only apply to paddle boaters, kayakers and canoes, that kind of thing. So they're set up. You can see both examples of what the Float Plan app can do for you and all the information it brings in to the email that's sent out to the multiple people that you can send it out to. You can send it to your entire address book if you wanted to. But
okay, that's what I was going to ask. You know, as in the news business, one of the things that I can count on in the summer, or at least during our tourist season, is some lost boaters. You know, they're supposed to be here. They didn't come back. Would this, I guess, would help in that situation. People would know at least where you were supposed to be.
Exactly. You know, and a lot of times you get on the water and plans change, and that's understandable. But for the most part, this is a good starting point if rescuers ever need to try to locate you.
Is this kind of like an extra safety precaution?
There's a lot of things that come up when I talk to people about that. They say, well, I have a cell phone, you know, and I always carry it with me on the boat. And I do too, but I can't tell you the number of cell phones that I've ruined because I've dropped them in the water, they ended up getting wet, and then...
I'm wondering about service too at some places.
Yeah, and the idea is if you file the Float Plan before you leave, somebody's going to know where you're supposed to be, you know. So and especially if you go offshore, you know, I think it's 3 to 5 miles is when you're going to lose service, cell phone service.
Now, a lot of people do printed out Float Plans. There's a lot of places online, websites where you can go and do that, including the Coast Guard.
My only problem with that is if you fill it out and you leave it with somebody or you leave it somewhere, then, you know, your life may depend on that person finding that piece of paper.
Yeah, don't leave it with me. I'm good at losing that stuff.
Yeah, and it may be that if you leave it, I hear a lot of guys say, well, I'll leave it in the windshield of my truck, which is good, but what if nobody knows where you left your truck?
Helms says he developed the app to be very easy to use. Right now it's available only for the iPhone, but will soon be ready for the Android as well. To see an example or find out more, we'll have a link to Big Tuna Apps on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.